Welcome to Graduation Sunday. Thank you guys so much for coming and participating in this. Congratulations to our seniors and finally graduating high school and moving on to this new step. I mean, we've all been there. For those of us who have been there here that are celebrating with them, it's a big deal going from the life of a young adult and living it with mom and dad to moving on to being independent. And we have a video that I'm going to show here in just a second. But before we do that, consider this one of the first of hopefully many graduation gifts. And we got you, on behalf of the church, we got you something. And it's nothing too extravagant, but as you'll find out when you go off to college, you will buy lots of things, either practical things or impractical things, but you will purchase a lot of items, and including lots of books. And so we thought maybe we should buy them, you know, a book, or maybe we should buy them something that would go in a good for a dorm room or something. But we decided that you guys are your adults now, so you should be responsible with. So we just decided to give you guys $20 Amazon gift cards for graduation. So if you wouldn't mind, actually, just make it simpler. All the names should be on it. And this is on behalf of the entire church for you to use towards your college experience in one way or another. You can go ahead and show the video now.
Ivy Tech for 2 years to get my general studies out of the way, and then I plan to transfer to a four-year college to study physical therapy.
Well, I plan to attend Johnson University and study youth ministry.
I will be attending Purdue University, and I will be studying medical laboratory sciences. So if you've ever seen the crime shows, it's like the people in the lab doing all the little work. And my focus will be pre-physician assistant. So after Purdue, I'll go to a master's program to become a physician assistant.
I'll be attending Purdue Polytechnic in Columbus to earn a mechanical engineering technology degree.
I am currently going to IUPUC to take different classes for psychology and then hopefully a double major in criminal justice.
After school, I'm going to go to IUPUC in the fall, and hopefully after a couple of years, I'll transfer to Purdue West Lafayette for Studio Arts and Technology. I think my favorite church memory is going to CIY with the youth group and stopping at Captain Sundays at the end all the way home.
My favorite memories are going out to Hilltop Christian Camp as a kid and really getting to meet all the new people and spending time with people that I go to church with.
My favorite memories would probably be going to all the CIY trips and youth group trips that we have done.
My favorite church memory is definitely the mission trip. That was so much fun. I really liked it just because it really opened my eyes, and it kind of gave me a spiritual renewal and actually helped influence my decision on coming to Columbus Christian. And it also has made me realize that I want to do more missions in the future. So, for example, when I get my physician assistant's degree, I want to go overseas and do medical missionaries.
I don't really have a specific memory for my favorite one, but just going to youth group and growing closer to God together with all my friends and all the women's studies and stuff like that.
My favorite memory at church would have to be the New York mission trip in 2013 where we went to help hurricane survivors. I definitely have to say, you know, really persevere in high school because everything you do really does pay off, even though if you don't think it will at first, it really does in the end.
I just say to really be yourself and just whatever you do, just make sure you're doing it for the glory of God.
my advice for younger people is to never let other people's judgments hold you back. Always be your own person and just don't worry about what other people think about you.
Adapt and overcome.
Okay.
To my dad, I want to say thank you for teaching me that life is about balance. To my mom, I want to say thank you for being that really positive spiritual influence. I want to thank my theater directors for teaching me how to love myself and how to teaching me artistic expression.
I want to say thank you to my family and especially like the memory of my grandpa because it's really pushed me to be a better person and the person that I am today.
I would like to thank you for all the time and effort you have invested in me to make me who I am today.
Mom, I'd like to thank you for always showing me love and care and always supporting me in everything I do and telling me that I can do anything no matter how much I get down. Dad, I'd like to thank you to show me what it means to be a man of God and really to put my heart towards what I really like to do.
Mom, thank you for helping me grow up in church and learn more about Jesus every day. And Dad, I want to thank you for also helping me grow up in church and just showing me what it means to lead a household.
Definitely Mommy and Daddy. Thank you so much for showing me what a true godly relationship is like. And specifically, Dad, thank you for just being the ultimate best dad, whether it comes to killing a spider in my room or teaching me valuable life lessons. And then Mom, thank you for being my rock through everything and always having opening arms and just really showing me how to become a woman and in a godly manner. And I love y'all so much. I will always be your sweet baby girl. Okay, that's it.
And anything you'd like to say to any adult influences you don't have?
Mom, I want to thank you for just always helping me come to church and helping me grow up in church. And can we redo that one?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know.
All right. So it's a big deal. What's going on? And I don't want you guys to overlook that. I think if all of us could give you any piece of advice is that this time of your life, this whole graduation season, man, it flies by. Like, you go to all these graduation parties, you walk across the stage, you get your diploma, you go to all these parties, and, you know, you celebrate graduating with other people, and then it's just, so now it's June, and then what do we do now? And then it really doesn't feel any different, and at least for me it didn't. Like, when you graduate high school, it really doesn't feel any crazy amount of different because, you know, you're used to summer break, you're used to stuff like that. What really hits, at least when it really hit for me, was when comes August and all of my younger friends go back to high school and then I'm packing up my bedroom to go off to college. And that was where it really sank in. So my initial piece of advice for you guys would be to just don't let this next couple weeks just fly by. Don't let the next couple months just fly by. Try to slow down as much as you can. Take as many mental images, mental pictures as you can going through the next couple of months just to remember this time. My question for you guys for this graduation Sunday, and it's for you to just to really think about for just a minute, is do you think you're ready? Because, I don't know, just there's a lot coming up that hopefully you've been, you know, taught about, educated about. You know, for those of you who are going off to college, or moving out of the house and moving on to a campus, if I were just to ask you just a very simple question of, do you think you're ready for that? What's your initial, you know, mental thought? Like, yes, I'm ready to be on my own, independent, I'm excited to do that. Or are there some, maybe a little bit of fear in it, thinking, I don't know if I am ready or not. Are you scared about leaving the security of your home? You know, for so long you grow up with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, whoever you live with, so long you live with them and that sign of security. And then the idea of leaving that door and shutting it behind you and going off to some campus. Even for those of you who are not going off to college. You're staying, you know, you're going to a more local college to where you are able to stay at home. It's still, the changes happen to where it's just, it's different where you're going off to college and not going to high school. And when you think about the last 18 years of your life, what do you think you'll miss most? Really think about that. What do you think you'll miss most about this era? Like, you think about high school and even college, staying out late, you know, driving around town just to drive around, you know, for no reason whatsoever, just getting in a car and driving around. My sister and I did that all the time when we were in high school. We'd just be hanging out on a Thursday night and just, you know, we're bored, let's just get in a car and drive around. I grew up in Greensburg, so we just drive around Greensburg for a couple hours just talking and hanging out. Like, those are things that you can do in high school that maybe you can't necessarily do when you're, you know, when you're an adult. So if I were to ask you, do you think you're ready? What would be your initial answer? Just think about that. Because this is an era that you've never been before. You're going into a world that you've never stepped into before. But I think if I had to ask an even more important question, it would not be towards them. Because, you know, they're young, they got their whole lives ahead of them, is what we like to say with people like that. I think the more important question is to you guys. More important question is, have you gotten them ready? So often we look at these graduates and we're like, congratulations, you're going out into the big wide world. Here's a $20 gift card and we'll see you later. Make good choices, you know, that kind of thing. But so, and we just kind of like, we unhook the leash and we just say, okay, bye now. And, you know, we hope for the best and that's great. Well, my question is for you guys, the people who, for those of you who are here celebrating, you're here because you're celebrating graduation Sunday for these students. Or maybe you do know them in one way or another. Maybe you're their grandma or their grandpa or their parents or an uncle or an aunt or something. You're somehow celebrating with them. You have that influence on them. You've helped them grow in one way or another. If I were to ask you, have you gotten them ready? What would your answer be to that question? Have you gotten them ready for bills? I was not ready or excited for bills when the first set, especially when you graduate, and they student loan banks and businesses love to tell you, don't worry about it when you graduate. You still have 6 months, because most of them have that policy where after you graduate, you have 6 months until you have to start paying. So you're like, I still have half a year. For even a college graduate, 6 months is forever. Like, that's 6 months away. Let six-month older Spencer deal with that. You know, I don't need to worry about that. Like, I wasn't ready for the reality when that first bill came in the mail. I'm like, oh, I have to pay that back? It wasn't just free education. And have you prepared them for what it's like to work out a budget, to plan paying for bills, to search for insurance, to search for the different types of insurances, the types of insurances that companies try to sell you? Have you prepared them for independence? Or maybe even, maybe most importantly, have you prepared them for opposition? For those of us, for those of you who have gone to college, gone off into a campus, onto a campus, you know that whether you're going to a state college or whether you're going to a private college, you will meet opposition. I grew up in Greensburg. I went to a public school my whole life, and I went in Greensburg High School. But it was still just eye-opening for me when I went off into college. Even though I went to a private Christian college, it still amazed me the best way to describe it is the spectrum of Christians, the spectrum of people. Even growing up in a decently sized public school, it's crazy, the small demographic. It's like you didn't even realize it. You thought, oh, I've been exposed to all these different types of people. You have no idea until you go to a university and you see all these different people from all over the world who call themselves Christians, but they behave and they think in a certain way. And maybe they have practices that aren't necessarily the greatest. Have you prepared them for that kind of opposition? There's a couple of verses that I want to bring to your guys' attention. The one that usually is brought up when it comes to like this, and it's great, and I hope that you guys take this verse to heart. It's from Proverbs 22:6. And it's very simple. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it. I'm sure some of you guys, and myself included, there were some habits that were just pounded into my head growing up that nowadays people are like, why do you do that? And it's just something, it's just I grew up doing that. It's just what I do. There's just certain habits that I just, grew up. My dad was a police officer, and there were just certain habits growing up that were just pounded in my head that now we just do subconsciously. And I'm sure if you thought about it, you can think, yeah, that's probably why I do that. Because when I was a kid, my parents just, it's just what we did. And I'm sure you guys have that too. Maybe some of you guys have some habits that you don't even realize you have as habits. But they've been so pounded into your head as you've grown up that you just do them subconsciously now. And also in Deuteronomy, the Lord is talking specifically about, the Old Testament. The Old Testament law, but I really think it applies for us as well. It says, and you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands. He's talking to the adults in this passage. He said, you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. It's just like, do not stop helping them. I mean, that's one reason why, it's kind of going back to communion, but that's one reason we take communion every week. It's because we are forgetful creatures. We forget stuff. And so we take communion every week. Don't forget. Whatever you do, don't forget. Don't forget what Jesus did. Have you had that kind of mentality when it comes to getting these young students ready for the big wide world? Because they need that. Are you guys, and you can nod for this one or shake your head if it's whatever. Are you guys excited? Are you guys ready to go out into the big wide world? A little bit, maybe? Just a little bit? Are you nervous? Yeah, I bet. They've never done this before. Have any of you guys, besides graduating high school, have any of you guys ever graduated high school before? No. But all of us have been there. All of us have been 18 before. All of us have gone through this phase. And whether you're a parent, a grandparent, an uncle, or an aunt, or an older sibling, or an older cousin of these young students up here, you've been there. Why would you not help them go through this? They've never had to pay regular bills. They've never had to figure out a budget. They've never had to file taxes. That is one thing. If you just take a note, just help them. What do we do when we file taxes? Like, that would be a great one. Because depends on what you do, whether you move out or stay home. But coming this next spring, you're going to be expected to file taxes. Do you have any idea what to do with that? I know I did not when I was 18. Like, that is such practical advice to help these kids out. Do they know what to do when maybe they're on a campus college and someone comes up with some kind of substance that they shouldn't partake in? Have you trained them? Have you helped them be ready to face that temptation? Because that's a very real reality of the world we live in. Whether you go to a Christian college or whether you go to a state college, it's stuff like that's everywhere. We always say this way, man, I wish I would have known that when I was your age, right? Don't we older people say that all the time? I wish I would have known that when I was your age. Well, while you can't go back and educate your younger self on that, you can help educate the current young generation on what you wish you would have known. So think about, what do you wish you would have known when you were 18? What do you wish you would have known when you were graduating high school? What are just practical, simple pieces of advice that you wish that someone would have come up to you and said, look, this is what you need to know. This is what you need to expect. Here's a little piece of advice. Never buy the books on campus. They're way more expensive. Go to Amazon. They're selling for a penny. That's the kind of stuff I wish I would have known. When I was a freshman in college, I remember going to orientation day, and they gave you the whole big list of books. And ironically, the very next step is the library. Like, how perfect? Or the bookstore. And they go there and they're like, oh, you need this, this, and this book? Okay, that'll be $500. And you're just like, whatever, it's the best deal in town. And then later on, you go to Amazon and someone's selling the exact same book for a quarter. You know, that's the kind of information that, I don't know, maybe I was never taught when I was going into college. It's just simple stuff like that. It doesn't have to be theologically profound. Maybe that would be great. Help them face temptation. Help them stay dependent on Jesus as they go throughout college, but also can be the simple stuff to help them out with. They are 18, 19 years old. And you're about to go into this big world. Have you gotten them ready? Have you taken advantage of the past 18 years to help them? And if you haven't, I hope that you don't get put down by this, because that's not my point. Because if you haven't, I don't want you to lose heart. You still have, I mean, for the most part, you probably still have 2-ish months, which is a lot of time to help them get ready for what they are to experience in college. Even if you feel like you have gotten them ready, what are some pieces of advice that you wish that maybe you should reiterate, really emphasize? How can you make these students, follow me here because this is kind of complicated, or it sounds complicated. How can you make them independently dependent on Jesus? How can you make them independently dependent on Jesus? Because that's what we should be striving for. Because all of them eventually will be independent financially. They'll be independent with their living situation. But for those who are going off to campus, especially, but for all of you, is the main reason they have a relationship with Jesus is because do you make them come here, kind of thing. How can you make them independently dependent on Jesus so that they have a one-on-one relationship with Jesus? So that when they go off to college, one of their first priorities will be, where can I find a church to go to? Or where can I get a small group I can be a part of, or a youth group I can be a part of, or a college-age group I can be a part of? Like, make that a priority for them. What do you want to reiterate to them? I guess I do have a specific challenge for you. For those of you who are related or a big influence on them, more than likely they still have about 2 months before they go off to college. What can you do over the next 2 months to make sure that they're ready? Maybe it means to take a day off of work. Maybe it means to take a couple days off. What's something that they love to do, like shopping, or maybe they like to go hiking, or maybe they like to go to some place? What if you took a day or two off and took them there? And then just while you're there, you tell them, ask me anything. What are you worried about? What are you nervous about? What are you excited about? And then they just pluck your brain for all the wisdom that you have simply because you've lived through this. And to get them ready. Yeah, it'll cost you a couple vacation days or a couple sick days. But wouldn't it be worth it to get them ready for the biggest challenge they've faced so far yet in their life, for college? Make it a point this summer to make sure they're ready. If you have someone who's still in school, then I challenge you to start as soon as possible. Because maybe you're not here specifically because a relative of yours is up here graduating. But more than likely, you have someone in your life who is either this age or younger. And if you do, then make it a point to start today to train them up in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart from it. Like, make that a challenge that you accept starting today. That even if you're not the parent, maybe you're the grandparent or the uncle, you know, someone, maybe you don't see them all the time, but you see them sometimes. When you are around them, are you somehow influencing them in a positive manner to get them ready for what's ahead? And actually, as we close out this time, maybe the reason you feel like you're not, maybe you don't feel like the most positive influence, and maybe the reason why you don't feel like the most positive influence is because you don't have a relationship with Jesus. And that's something that maybe you need to take care of. Or maybe you're just in here and you're thinking, man, I need to get right with God. I need to have that relationship with him. And we want to give you the opportunity at this time. If you're a parent or a grandparent or a relative of some sort, and you're like, I so wish I could be that positive influence on these young students up here. But Jesus and I, we're not right, or I'm not right with God, or whatever your mentality is. I do not want you to walk out those doors without making that decision. Think of the young people in your life that you can influence, that you can get them ready if they're young, you know, get them ready for high school, or if they're up here, get them ready for college. And you feel like you're not the greatest influence because you don't have a relationship with Jesus, or maybe you just need prayer and you want to get that relationship right with Jesus, or you just need to have a prayer request, something that you just want to pray about. I want you to take advantage of this time. Don't just let it go by because you're maybe nervous about coming up or whatever. Don't let that be your reason for not doing it. If you have something that you just want to pray about, or if you want to give your life to Christ, to confess him as your king, to repent of your sins, to believe in him, to be baptized, don't let this time just go by. Take advantage of it as we sing this song of invitation.